Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about feedlot profitability with Jim Robb right after this. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you now is the time to be thinking about those best management practices that'll help you produce a high-quality wheat to harvest next June. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says top dressing your wheat fields with nitrogen is your best bet to maximize yield and improve protein levels.
If you're applying your own nitrogen, you can get over your acres in just a few days. Maybe you can pick and choose a little bit and try and time that nitrogen application close to a rainfall event. But if you're relying on your local ag retailer or having someone else apply that nitrogen for you, there are going to be several people on the list. And the most important thing is to have that nitrogen out there. Even if you're a little bit earlier than optimal, I think it's fine to go ahead and put that nitrogen out there in January and February to make sure we have it.
Dr. Jeff Edwards of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team, supported by your Wheat Checkoff. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. This is basically a group of land-grant universities that have come together in kind of a consortium to share information about the livestock industry, marketing information. And Jim Robb says that a study that LMIC has put together at the end of 2010 shows that this last calendar year, pretty good year for feeding cattle in the Great Plains.
Well, 2010 was actually the first year in several years where we've had, if we assume that a cattle feeder is selling animals every month, we had our first profitable year in several years in 2010, and we had some very excellent months in terms of cattle feeding profitability. And I think one of the things we pointed out in that report is that, for example, in the month of December 2010, our estimated returns when we placed the cattle on feed in our simulation, that we were going to make a good profit on those cattle to be sold in the month of December. As it turned out, if we went on a cash-to-cash basis, it did not hedge the feed input costs. We ended up losing money on those cattle that were sold in December. So 2010 turned out to be a year of profitability, some very good months, but it also did reinforce the need for good risk management, and producers that did that did even better than our typical cash-to-cash economics indicated. And then as we look ahead to 2011, our estimates are that, you know, given higher corn and feedstuff costs and higher feeder cattle prices, that 2011 is going to be a little bit more of a struggle making money feeding cattle than 2010 was. Certainly as we look here to January, February, March, most of these closeouts will make money out of feed yards, but then it's going to get more difficult here at these input cost levels for cattle feeders.
With that being said, we've got cattle on feed numbers that will be released by Uncle Sam Friday afternoon of this week. What do you think the report's going to show, Jim?
Well, I think surprisingly, we are now all expecting placements into feed yards in the month of December to be significantly above a year ago. We've had some dry conditions, especially in Texas. So the Southern Plains will show probably significant year-to-year increase in feedlot placements. We've also increased our imports of feeder cattle from Mexico as these lofty feeder cattle prices have pulled cattle north. We look overall in the U.S., we'll see probably placements fully 10% above a year ago in the month of December, which is well above earlier expectations. And we'll see marketings probably 6% above a year ago. So we continue to market cattle rather aggressively also. But that'll leave us with an overall on-feed inventory of 103 to 104, similar to the range that we've had in recent months, but it still says that we have cattle on feed more than a year ago.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 5th at the Ranch Slapout. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.